Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Well, thank you, Brother Dearman, and glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and I'm honored that we get to spend just a small portion of our time here today with each other as we study from God's Word. Let's see here. This is Reading the Word, so making sure I had my notes right, this is program 176. We're talking about three desires of the devil today. This is an article I wanted to share with you. Three desires of the devil. Now, if you want to study this again or send it to somebody online, you can do so at any time at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, plain and simple, you just find them. They're arranged by air date and program number. This is 176. If you do not have access online, you would still like a copy or more information, you can write to me, P.O. Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37110. That's P.O. Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. That's been my box for years, and I'd be glad to get that for you. This is an article written by Jimmy Young. Now, at the time, he preached for the Nettleton Church of Christ in Jonesboro, Arkansas. But I found this in a publication titled The Voice of Truth International out of Winona, Mississippi. The late Brother J.C. Choate began publishing that back in 1993. They still do it, 4 issues a year. And I've been going through my library and finding some good stuff that I wanted to share with you in this format. And this is one of those articles. And it's an interesting approach, but I hope that you understand it as we study together. It's three desires of the devil. You know, the devil hates you. And the devil wants to destroy you. And Brother Young says we need to study some verses before we go any further. One of those is 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man that's in him? Even so the things of God knows no man but the spirit of God. He also recommends looking at James chapter 4 and verse number 7, where James says, to submit therefore yourselves unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We wonder at times if some people even really believe whether the devil exists. I fear that many think that the devil is just a figment of the imagination or a figure of speech. Dear friend, he is not a figment of the mind. He is real. He is the evil one. 1 Peter 5:8 depicts him as our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. We must be careful. And he has three desires, and I want to share those with you. Number one, Satan's desire is to keep you ignorant of God's word. If you're not a Christian, if you have not heard, believed, repented, confessed, then been baptized into Christ, that's when you're saved, not a moment before. If you're not a Christian, Satan wants to keep you out of the church. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 13, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, he says, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief prior to obeying the gospel. The devil's desire was fulfilled for Paul. Paul was ignorant in his own words. And Paul did bodily harm to the church. He hauled people off that were Christians to be killed. We read of that in Acts chapter 7, Acts chapter 8. He'll recount that in chapter 9, 22, and 26. Paul did the church harm, but he wasn't alone in his ignorance. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 23, as Paul preaches on Mars Hill, he says that the Athenians were worshiping in ignorance. And dear friends, things have not changed. The religious world as a whole is ignorant. Now, anyone will have to hear, study, and know the truth of God or know the truth to obey God. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. John 8:32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. James 1:22. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Dear friends, the fact remains. If Satan can keep one person ignorant, he can keep one person lost. He knows the importance of the church. Acts 20 and verse 28, Jesus Christ purchased it with his own blood. He knows, according to Ephesians 5 and verse 23, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the body, which is the church. Therefore, Satan knows if he can keep you out of the church, he can keep you lost. There is no salvation found in any other name that is save for Jesus Christ. Acts 4 and verse number 12. The first desire of the devil, he wants to keep you ignorant of God's word. We will pause here. I want to give ample time to our next point. So stay with us here on Reading the Word. We'll resume in just a moment.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dimon. So glad that you stuck around with us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and this is program 176, Three Desires of the Devil. And we just talked that his first desire is he wants to keep you ignorant of God's Word. Now, if you want to listen to this program again anytime online, you can do so at radio, or not at radio, we're listening on the radio, but at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. The word says the radio program. And all these are arranged by air date and also by program name, so you can find them there. This is an article written by Jimmy Young in an old publication. They still print The Voice of Truth International, and I wanted to share it with you. We have just discovered, or not discovered, but discussed the fact that Satan is real. The old Leuven brothers, Ira and Charlie, had that song, right? Satan is real. Well, he has some desires, and number one is he wants to keep you ignorant of God's word. Let's look at number two. The devil, his desire is to get Christians back into the world. Now, Christians know that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. There is nowhere else that you and I can live. Nowhere else. But we don't have to live a worldly life. As a Christian, we've been called out of the world. In fact, we are even instructed not to love the things of the world. 1 John 2:15 following, where John says, love not the world, neither the things of the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is of the Father, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Also James chapter 4 and verse number 4 along that same line. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world, he is the enemy of God. You know, Jesus says it is not possible to serve two masters. Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters. Either he will hold to the one and hate the other, love one and despise the other. You cannot serve God in mammon or riches or the world. In fact, Peter paints a grim and a horrible picture of those who try to love the world and follow after God. Some of, in my opinion, the scariest verses in the Bible, 2 Peter 2, beginning in verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they had known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to the wallowing in the mire. Remember the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15? Satan knows we cannot continue in sin. Romans 6:1-2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Romans 12:1-2 couples with that. Dear friends, the devil knows if he can get you back into the world and keep you there, he knows you'll be lost. So our second desire of the devil is he wants to get Christians back into the world. But the lesson that the article we're looking at is three desires of Satan, or the devil. So we need to get the third one on. The devil desires to render Christians worthless to the Lord and to his church. The devil's focus is very singular in mind, and he wants to key in on those who are determined to remain faithful. For them, his goal is to work in such a way that we will be fruitless and worthless to God. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 26, Paul writes to Timothy, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Often, a lack of involvement and discouragement are the tools that Satan uses. Oftentimes, his advice goes like this. Satan will say, "Well, you'll remember the church, that's enough. All you have to do is just live a good moral life. Well, you're too busy to give so much time to the church. You have too many expenses to give money to the church. Why should you be concerned about those who are lost, those who are weak? They have the Bible, and they know where the church meets." You ever had that conversation with yourself? Dear friends, the fact is all Christians, according to Hebrews 5, 12 through 14, ought to be teachers. We should be willing to teach those around us. Do not allow the devil to fulfill his desires. Each Christian must work for the Lord. John 15, 2, we all must bear fruit. Christians must remain faithful to God and to his cause. Philippians 2 and verse 12, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not at my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation in fear and in trembling. I must remain faithful to God and his cause. Now, hopefully, you haven't allowed Satan to get you. If you have, if you used to attend the Lord's church, the church of Christ, the church that Christ bought and purchased with his blood, that does Bible things in Bible ways, calls Bible things in Bible names, stands behind the cross, preaches Christ, him crucified. If you've obeyed the gospel, you must remain on guard constantly. But if you have fallen away, if you have let Satan try to impress upon you the false idea that you don't need God, you don't need religion, then Satan's got you. We learn from 1 Peter 5, verse 8, that Satan, that old devil, never gives up. The only way to stay ahead of him and to escape him is be determined to serve God. See, Satan desires to render Christians worthless to the Lord and his church. He desires to get Christians back into the world, and he wants to keep you ignorant of God's word. But I want to close out with this, and I hope this is impressed upon you. Dear friends, always remember this. God loves you. John chapter 3 and verse number 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, God loves you, and the devil hates you. 1 Peter 5, 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, why would my adversary or my enemy love me? He doesn't. And if you disappoint anyone in this life, dear friends, let it be the devil. Don't let the devil's desires be successful. Become a member of the Lord's church, hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized, remaining faithful to the very end, or return home if you have wandered so far away, fighting the devil at every chance you get. I do appreciate the time that you have spent with us today, readingtheword.net. If you want to catch it again, never dare ask you for a dime anytime, but readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. Good Lord wills, we'll be back again in our next allotted time with a brand new topic of study, hopefully, for you and I can draw closer to God, learn how to be just a little more faithful to Him tomorrow than we were today. May the good Lord bless you. May He keep you. Please continue to pray. And thank you so much for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.